One of the risks that comes with having an on-air call-in forum is that nobody will call in. Tuesday night, that was not a problem.
The latest, you guys have all mentioned it, is the dam.
I'd like to know or hear what your thoughts are as far as affordable housing.
So my taxes went up 60. That's 60. Not
of our renewable resource, water.
Really about creating a sustainable community here in Sitka.
You called, you posted on Facebook, and you emailed. Lots of issues came up, but for the purposes of this story, we're going to focus on one. Back in March 2011, the Assembly did away with Sitka's Long-Range Planning and Economic Development Commission. The group had come to the Assembly seeking guidance on its mission, and all three mayoral candidates voted on the commission's future at the Assembly table. Christensen and Westover voted to do away with the group. McConnell wanted to keep it. On Tuesday night, a listener emailed to ask the candidates about that decision. He wrote that Sitka has not had any new ideas for economic development lately, and wondered how the candidates felt about their decision back in 2011. Mim McConnell was the first to answer.
I would definitely like to see a long-range planning commission come back again.
She said she didn't know exactly what form that would take or whether it would include economic development. The city already contributes money to the Sitka Economic Development Association for that function, she said. But
we need a commission to be working on planning. And I have lots of ideas on the type of planning that could happen and would love to task a commission to get to work.
Christensen said if the long-range planning commission had been the only ones doing that particular work, he might have voted differently, but that to him there appeared to be a lot of duplicated efforts.
I'd like to see us actually do the planning with the groups we have. If it truly becomes, that there's a need, I wouldn't have a problem with forming something temporarily. I think that when we make part of the problem with that commission that is it was formed permanently, and I think we have the task and then we create the group to do that task, and then we have the next task, we create another group.
Westover agreed that there was duplication and not a whole lot of direction.
I haven't seen the need, and at the time when people said we don't have long-range planning, well, I agree almost with everything Tor said, we've got CETA making economic decisions, we've got our planning commission, we've got our police and fire commission, and more importantly, we have city staff and public works. If people would take time to go see what they've done, they've got a road plan, they've got building plans.
And Westover said it seemed like the city was having a hard time keeping boards and commissions full. Long-range planning was one of more than a dozen topics the mayoral candidates covered during Tuesday night's 85-minute forum. You can hear their answers to every question on our website, kcaw.org. The municipal election is October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Bronco.